What do you think of chemtrails?
Well, chemtrails are bromine. Bromine, you know, when I went into my chemistry class years ago in high school, there was a bottle. It was a big brown bottle. Inside that was another bottle. And the chemistry teacher, Mr. Self, I remember his name, he says, this is the baddest stuff on the planet. This stuff is so bad, we got to have it in two sealed flasks. It's called bromine, and it arrests the central nervous system, causing heart attacks, immune system failure, liver failure, kidney failure, cancers of all sorts. Okay?
You think that's what's being sprayed on us?
Yep. And along, Malathion was earlier. You know how all that started? It started by accident. It started back
in the... And why, though? Why are they doing it, Fred?
There's a thing called the Global 2000 report that I helped put together. It was put together during the Carter administration. It came out during the Reagan administration. It was called, and you can look this up on the Internet, the Global 2000 report. You look up there, it was put together by the United States government, 19 agencies here in our government, 44 foreign agencies, and it all governments, you know, and it all said one thing. By the year 2013 to 2020, there could be as high as 10 billion people on this planet. It can't support the life. There has to be an eradication. Mm-hmm. Then you look at IG Farben, you know, who made all the death camps, all the chemicals like Zyklon B gas, financed by Rockefeller at that time. You know, at the end of the war,
they're beginning to sound like Len Horowitz now.
Well, Len Horowitz was one of my students before I went to Yale.
You're kidding me?
No, I was doing this. I'm the one that told him that AIDS was chemically created, and he went out and proved me wrong. Guess what? He agrees with me now.
Yeah, he does. Stay with us, Fred. I want to pick up the chemtrail story when we come right back at the top of the hour. Back to chemtrails. Chemtrails. So you think because of population control, eventually,
well, they're going to do us that. Yeah, let me explain how it started. Okay, first of all, bromine causes cancer, damages skin, damages the liver, causes depression and brain damage. Well, that's great because that sells. The drug companies love that. You know, it causes damages the nervous system and the muscles, and it also reduces the male sperm count, causing a malformed sperm, resulting in birth defects, and males can't perform. So there goes your Vicodin and your Viagra and all that. Creates nice markets. And it also, combined with chlorine, which they do in jet fuel, it has 97 carcinogens, 82 mutagens, 28 acute and chronic toxic, and 23 tumor promoters. So it's not really good stuff. So where it started back was World War II in high-flying. You remember the old F-86? In the Korean War, the corridor down there, the big alley, they called it.
It was reliable.
Yeah, they were reliable. But you remember the old term, you don't hear it anymore in jet engines, called flame out?
Uh-huh.
The thing with the engine would just quit. They had a lot of problems. That's why they didn't put them on commercial airliners. Or if they did, they had turboprop engines and stuff. Because what happened is that they found in those days it was JP2, jet fuel number two, form of kerosene. And what happens is, in gas tanks of these jets, for a long period of time being used, these bacteria and mold would grow in there. Even though they're flying at 40 degrees below zero at a high altitude, this kerosene would start getting full of all kinds of compounds that formed in there. And they would clog up the fuel pump and the filters. You couldn't filter the stuff out. So they had to make an additive. And so every time they made an additive to a jet fuel, they always added a JP3, JP4, et cetera. Well, they got up around JP8, and bromine, because it's so deadly, seemed to be one of the best things. But I think somebody along the way decided, well, if we put bromine in JP8 fuel and fly around with it, we're going to be, you know, it's a natural aerosol. And so we just keep putting these chemtrails up with this stuff in it for a long period of time, and the populace is going to have definitely negative effects. And so that's how it all started, keeping the fuel lines clean. So, you know, they got it, you know, they combined, you know, crop spraying and then malathion. Malathion was originally used in Vietnam, but before that it was used in the 50s in Japanese tests for fertility and birth control. That's where malathion came from, and then became Agent Orange. So this goes back to malathion, and this in the early literature back when the the Executive Intelligence Review magazine, EIR magazine, in 82, for example, it was a Lyndon LaRoche publication. He's sort of like Alex Jones of that time, but he got in more trouble. And so as a result of that, he got Henry Kissinger and Alexander Haig to admit there was a depopulation policy in effect in Vietnam. So that's where the grassroots of all this stuff started. And then when I spent 20 years with the National Health Federation, which is now in the Codex fight, we learned about all this stuff. And I met doctors and I met scientists and I learned, I mean, I just make it up. And I learned how all this was put together. And that's what was my background. I wasn't, you know, in favor of it. But in doing my due diligence on malathion, all this other stuff came up. It's very sophisticated now. It's very deadly.
And it's all over the country.
It's all over the, yeah, it is. It is. And it hurts animals. It doesn't just hurt people. And, you know, they don't care because I'm sure when you're coming, you fly around in commercial jets, right?
Oh, yeah, lots.
And you, yeah, and you look out the wings, and on each wing you see that white spray coming off, you know, of the fuel, you know, because they can't land what's called heavy. A jet has to fly, you know, a certain amount of weight. It can't land too heavy to break the landing gear, and if they're going on a tailwind on a six-hour flight, they're coming in heavy. They got too much fuel, and they have to blow it out. So where do they blow it out? Right over your house. And that's another thing that's accepted in our society, which I've been down on, is the jettisoning of fuel. And, of course, that bromine is in that fuel. It's not very good stuff.
No, it's not. And it, you know what? And it's hitting all of us, and people just aren't aware of these things.